You're listening to Right Angles, a Polish-American Christmas comedy by Father Nicholas Devine. Our story begins in the traditional Polish-American household of Frankie and Sophie Angielski, in the fictional New England mill town of Paper City, early on Christmas Eve morning in the early 1980s. Sophie sits in a still, dark living room, rocking a pram as she tries to quiet their newborn baby.
Oh, Kasia, please don't cry. It's Christmas Eve morning. Oh, gee, everybody's a critic. Oh, Kasia, it's okay. It's Christmas time. Oh, what am I going to do? Ah, I'll tell you a story. You like stories. I will tell you a story about your babcia, Pani Kasia Angielski, for whom you were named. Would you like that? Okay. Once upon a time... It's okay, Kasia. It's okay. That's how you're supposed to start all stories. It's the right thing to do. Once upon a time lived a good woman named Kasia, Kasia Angielski. On Christmas Eve morning, with a babushka tied round her head, Kasia marched down High Street, making her way to Paulette's beauty shop. Opening the door, a silver bell announced her arrival.
Merry Christmas, Kasia. A few minutes later than usual. Is everything okay?
I stop a nativity in front of City Hall. It's Jesus' birthday. That's the right thing to do, so I stop.
Good. Did you say a prayer for me?
Of course I did. I pray that you do good job for me for Christmas. Not to say that you don't do good job already.
Oh, thank you, Kasia. All hairdressers could use prayers, especially around the holidays.
I pray, too, for those ladies who come to your shop and gossip too much. Mm-hmm. But I am never one to judge or nothing.
It's your turn, Kasia.
So, Paulette, how is your husband?
Oh, Joe's fine. He took the kids to Finkelstein Farm for a Christmas tree.
Finkelstein? In that man have nice tomatoes in the summertime. But why your husband go to Jewish man for Christmas tree? I do not know. I mean, he should have gone to Sadowski tree stand on Maple St. Paul. Sadowski practically give them away.
Really?
But listen, Paulette, your Joe can do whatever he wants. I mean, it wouldn't be right for me to butt in or judge nobody.
No, Kasia, not you.
I'm just saying that your husband, he go all the way down the Route 202 through Salt Valley to Finkelstein Farm to nice Jewish man for a Jewish Christmas tree. But who am I to say something? Let him go.
Oh, he went already. Speaking of going, Kasia... It's time for you to go under the dryer.
Is that my dear sister, Kasia?
It's me. Is that you, Basha?
It's me.
Every
How
week,
are you?
The same thing.
Oh, that you, Martha?
You know it's me, Kasia.
Oh, how are you?
How are me? How are me? We do this every week, Kasia. Oh, is that you, my dear sister, Basha? It's a me. Oh, that you, Kasia? It's a me. Martha, that you? Who else would it be? We have the same appointments at the same time. Every week we do and say the same things. Nothing changes. Nothing.
Okay, Martha, take it easy. It's Christmas time. Hey, Paulette, you have any brandy left over from the shop Christmas party? Martha could use it. I have shot glass in my pocketbook yet.
You have a shot glass in your pocketbook?
I keep it for just in case. You never know when you're gonna need an extra shot glass. Let me see. My rosary. Oh, handkerchief my Frankie gave me for my birthday. Look, girls, 25-cent coupon for chock full of nut coffee. That a good coupon. Basha, have one hard candy. Shot glass! See? I knew I have.
Yeah, Mata. Take this. You'll feel better.
Paulette, Could I please have a second shot? I'm not feeling better yet.
Mm. Remember, girls, be at the house for Vigilia at 6 o'clock.
Everybody know by 6 o'clock for sure that the first star is out, and that is the right time to start Vigilia. And everybody know to be at your house.
After Paulette fixed my hair, I have few places to shop for the Vigilia tonight.
Funny, Kasia, that you should mention Vigilia.
Funny? What's so funny about Vigilia? It's Christmas, and Christmas means Vigilia.
Well, nothing is funny about Vigilia. It's just that me and my Mike and the children, we not coming to your house for Vigilia this year.
What do you mean? You're not coming to my house for Vigilia this year?
Well, huh? I mean, we not coming to your house this year.
Where do you go for Vigilia? Wait. Before you answer me this question, remember that you and your family come to my house every year for Vigilia since we come to America, huh? Okay, Martha, go ahead. Everything is fine.
Well, we go to our new neighbor house, Bobby and Julia Newman.
Bobby and Julia Newman? Who is they? What do they know about Vigilia? They're not even Polish. What do they even know about Christmas? They have even Jewish last name. Well, Martha, say something.
Mrs. Newman, she give us invitement to her house last week for the Christmas Eve. I did not want to say no and hurt her feeling. It is right to say yes to such a nice invitement from our new neighbor.
No, Martha. What would be right would be to say, thank you very much, Mrs. Newman. You are a very nice Jewish woman. But I have to go to real Christmas dinner to my friend Kasia, who I go to every year since we come to America. And maybe, Mrs. Newman, you could give us an invitement for Groundhog Day or Flag Day or some nice holiday like that. And that, Martha, is the right thing to say.
Well, Kasia, in the first place, the Newmans are not Jewish. And in the second place, she say that everybody need change once in a while. And in the third place, I say that you right, Mrs. Newman. Change is good once in a while. And tonight is the once in a while. Besides, she say she gonna serve lobster and everything. Lobster, Kasia, lobster.
Lobster?
Oh, you heard the first time, Basha. By the way, my dear sister, did you know that Martha, my good friend, who come every year to my house for Vigilia since we come to America, was going to that Newman house for some kind of Jewish Christmas party or who knows what, and not to my house? What did you know?
Here, Basha, have a shot of brandy. You're gonna need it.
I'm not so sure it would be right for me to say, but Genia Gorski say that her nephew, the mailman, heard that Mrs. Newman's sister gonna bring prime roast beef to the Newman house for Christmas Eve. In fact, they going to call it a surf and turf Christmas Eve party. Can you believe that?
Is this true, Martha?
Well, I think so. I think that surf and turf means you have the fish and the meat at the same time.
Martha, are you crazy? You know the Christmas Eve supper for Polish people is within no meat. You know that we don't eat something precious like the meat on Christmas Eve so that we can appreciate more the happiness of Christmas Day. Look at me, Martha. Look how happy I am. And now you say you're going to go to your new friend who's going to serve meat on a Christmas Eve?
A surf and turf, actually.
Oh, I told you that Mrs. Julia Newman, she know nothing about Christmas Eve. No meat, Martha, no meat. What don't you understand?
You know, Mrs. Julia Newman was right. She say that you serve the same thing every year, and we do the same thing every year. She say that change is right and good.
Martha, change is good when it is necessary to change. Remember last March, when we were on the number 206 bus and it got flat tire after hitting curb and knocking down Mrs. Stankovic coming out of the Victory movie during Lent?
The only thing I remember is you telling her not to go to the movies that day because Bosha, God punishes the people who go to the movie house during Lent.
And look what happened. She go to the movies during Lent and she got hit by a bus. That was the punishment for her bad choice.
But who am I to judge?
Besides the limp, she say she okay. And she say it was a good movie. But what does the bus accident have to do with me and my family going to Julian Newman for Christmas?
Well, Martha, remember when bus driver had to run to the telephone booth and call ambulance for Pani Stankovic and then call bus company to get help to change tire?
Yes, I remember that bus driver had to run into Godex Dairy to get the change for the dollar.
You see, when you need change or you get a flat tire, that is when you change something. We do what we do because it is who we are and it is right. Why do you want to change who we are even though we don't have flat tires? So, Martha, you better think about this a little bit. Huh?
I have, Kasia. And tonight,
yeah,
for Christmas, yeah, Eve, me and my family, yeah, we go to Mr. and Mrs. Newman for surf and turf Christmas party.
I know what this really means, Martha. Ever since your husband get promotion to supervisor at Brown's Paper Mill, where my Stanley work, you and your husband want to be big shot in America instead of being normal people like me.
Kasia, your hair came out beautiful. Oh, well. Just right for midnight mass, if I do say so myself.
Oh, well. Thank you, Paulette. Merry Christmas to you, your Joe, mm-hmm, and the kids. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your Jewish Christmas tree. Mm. Basha, I see you tonight at 6 o'clock. Merry Christmas, Martha. God bless you and your new friend, Mrs. Newman. You're gonna need it.
After leaving the beauty shop, your Babcia Kasia stopped in at Fitzy's Fish Market to make a special purchase.
Ma'am. Ma'am, you're next.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Mrs. Fitzgerald's nephew.
Oh.
They just call me Murphy. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to my what?
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
To my yours? Oh, no. It is not right for such a young man to be so fresh, especially at Christmas time.
No, ma'am. It means Merry Christmas to you, your family, your relatives, and your friends.
Oh, thank you, Murphy. Oh, Merry Christmas to you, yours too.
Thank you. May I help Pani with something?
Oh, you speak a little Polish.
It seems like everybody from Ward 4 comes in at Christmas and during Lent.
They should come. That is what we do. It is who we are. By the way, Murphy, I would like to buy a lobster. I need a big one for tonight. Can you help me?
Well, we only have a few left, and most of them are very small. But if you want, I'll wrap up the one we call Big Ben, just for you and yours.
Oh, thank you very much, Murphy.
Okay. Well, Pani, here he is, Big Ben. Oh, I'm going to miss him.
Oh, thank you so much, Murphy.
Pani, do you need any instruction on cooking Big Ben? You have to put him in the pot head first, and make sure you put a brick on top of the lid
No. Thank you. Besides, I have no time. I have to rush to Polish Deli before they close. I have to buy few things yet for the Vigilia tonight.
Well, God bless you, ma'am. Merry Christmas.
Oh, God bless you. And Merry Christmas to you, yours.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care of old Big Ben for us. And watch your step. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
With a firm grip on her large and active package from the fish market, Kasia made her way to the Europa Polish Deli and Driving School, owned by her good friends Zenon and Kunigunda Samochodzki.
Hello, Pani Kasia. Wesołych świąt. Jak się pani ma?
Oh, good. You have beautiful nativity this year.
This year? I have the same nativity every year. I buy it with the green stamps. You know that, Panikasha. Every store should have a nativity. Nativity is what Christmas is all about.
Yes. By the way, Panikunagunda, I had to fix your ass. It was facing wrong way. Everybody know all the animal in Bethlehem were looking all night at baby Jesus in manger. I had to put your ass in the right direction, so I turn it around for you. Mm. Yeah.
Dziękuję, Pani Kasia. What would we do without you? Pani Kasia, I know you didn't just come in to make sure my nativity was right and that my ass was facing right direction. Did Pani need something today?
Yes, yes, yes. I need to pick up my order.
Oh, yes. Senon will bring it right out. Anything else you need today?
Yes. One just-in-case cherry white cake.
Just-in-case cake?
Tak. Just in case something crazy happened, like running out of homemade dessert. But that would be crazy because I never run out of food. It is right to have enough good food for everybody. Because when guest is in the house, God is in the house.
Oh, you're right, Pani. And we always have enough for unexpected guests, like poor Pani Gruba, the widow who's always in window in Laskowski block on Walnut Street. You know, the one she wears red babushka all the time, like old Polish Red Riding Hood.
Oh, I visited her yesterday. I bought a poppy seed cake and Christmas card. She say she go to her nephew for Vigilia this year.
Oh, him, the jackhammer operator? Mm. I hear he's dating girl from Transylvania.
He's dating a transvestite?
No, a Transylvanian. But
Gruba's nephew is Polish and he's dating a girl from Transylvania? Oh. Everybody know that these mixed marriages never work out. But that is the new generation, I guess. I mean, who am I to judge?
What are you gonna do? By the way, your sister Basha say that your puppy seed cake is the best.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, let's not go too crazy. But my sister Basha, she is a very smart woman.
Dzień dobry, Pani Kasia. Wesołych świąt.
Merry Christmas, Pan Zenon. You always look so handsome in your crisp white butcher's apron.
And he is all mine.
Oh. Don't forget to come 6 o'clock to my house for Vigilia.
Oh, we don't forget. You know that we and our boy Peter come every year.
What a big bag you have today, Pani Kasia. You didn't shop at Grabowski's Deli, did you? He has bags like this.
Oh, Zenon, we're friends for years. It wouldn't be right for me to shop Grabowski. This bag is from Fish Market. You know that it wouldn't be right to eat the meat on a Christmas Eve. Oh,
good. I thought for a second you went to Grabowski. Here is your order, Pani Kasia. Thank you, Sabrashani, dziękuję.
Thank you, Panzenok. I'll see you tonight.
Bye-bye, Pani Kasia.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Kunegunda, what kind of fish you think Pani Kasia buys for Vigilia this year?
I don't know. Why is the neck you ask?
Well, because all I know that it must be very, very fresh.
Why you say that?
Because the fish inside Bonnie's bag was still moving.
With her errands complete, Babcia Kasia began her journey home, where her husband Stanley and son Frankie were putting the finishing touches on the family Christmas tree.
She is beautiful tree, no Frankie?
She's beautiful, Tata. Do you like the stand I made in workshop classes term?
Oh, yes, Frankie. Very, very nice.
I told my shop teacher, Mr. McQueen, that I want to be a carpenter. It just feels right. I want to work with my hands and take care of my future wife and family if God gives them to me.
Oh? And what do Mr. McQueen say about you?
Tata, it's Mr. McQueen. His name is McQueen.
Oh? And what do you teacher, Mr. McQuinn, say about you becoming a carpenter?
Almost, Tata. It's Mr. McQueen.
Frankie, that is what I say. Mr. McQuinn.
No, Tata. Queen.
Frankie, stop. I gonna use common noun instead.
Common noun?
Yes, common noun. What you teacher say... See, you think you're so smart.
Sorry, Tata. Mr. McQueen says that I am the best woodshop student that he ever had at Calvin Coolidge High School, and that I would make a good carpenter.
Really? Are you sure that God not calling you to be a plumber instead?
Gee, Tata, who could that be? It's too early for Vigilia.
Oh, hey, it's you, Uncle Thaddeus. What's he doing here so early? Ah, hey, Tad, how are you? You here early. Vigilia is at 6 o'clock. What's wrong? Who died?
Nothing is wrong. Nobody died. My Lucia, she's fine.
Hi, Uncle Tad.
Hello, Frankie. Beautiful tree. Such a strong stand.
Thanks, Uncle Tad.
Stanley, I'm fine. Nothing's wrong. Nobody died.
Nothing's wrong? And nobody died. I'm happy you're here, but why you come so early?
I've got some big news that could not wait till tonight.
Big news? What kind of big news?
Well, they just made me foreman of the second floor of the Bro Factory, C&D cup sections.
Hey, that is big news. Congratulations, Thaddeus.
Thank you, Stan, but...
But? What do you mean, but?
But I have more big news.
More big news? What could be bigger news than being foreman of the C&D cup section?
I have bigger news than that.
Oh, that is wonderful. And it is Christmas time on top of it. What is the bigger news?
Now that I am foreman, Lucia want to move to a nicer house in Salt Valley.
Salt Valley? Salt Valley is very fancy and so far away. We won't see each other like now.
The house she wants is only 6 miles away in Salt Valley. You're my big brother. We came to America together. I will never leave you.
Ah, I am so happy. Well, God bless you and Lucia and the kids.
Thank you, Stanley.
Just because you're moving to fancy house and are the second floor boss of C&D Cups doesn't mean that you're going to miss Vigilia tonight, does it?
Oh, we will never miss Vigilia. Vigilia, your house is right. It's what we do. Huh? How could we miss? But for now, I go to Him Woman's Hardware Store before they close so I can buy an extension cord for my Christmas tree.
Himmelman's Hardware? You buy a Jewish extension cord for your Christmas tree?
Tata, the Himmelmans are nice people. I play hockey in Pulaski Park with his son, Steve.
His son plays sports?
Yes, Uncle Tad. He is the best one on the team. He helped me become a better player, and he is my good friend.
Hmm. That's it, huh? From now on, we shop only Himmelmans.
I'll see you tonight, Thaddeus. Oh, congratulations. Okay, Frankie. We better hurry up a little bit. Mama gonna be home soon, so we better look like we have been doing something. Man is meant to work, so we work. Hello, girls. What you doing?
We are practicing so we can lead the singing tonight at Vigilia.
Why don't you sing for Frankie and me while we finish dressing Christmas tree?
Tata, be careful what you ask for. Have you actually heard them?
Frankie, it's not right to be mean, especially to your younger sisters. I hope they're not teaching you at that Calvin Coolidge High School to be mean.
No, Tata.
Okay, then shut up a little bit and let your sister sing beautiful for us while we decorate Christmas tree.
Yes, Frankie, shut up a little bit and let your sister sing beautiful for you.
Lulai je Jesu nu moya peleko Lulai u lubione mie pieshiteko Lulai je Jesu, nu lulai je lulai. tego matulu watutulai.
Mama!
Hello, girls!
Mama, let us help you.
Oh, where'd you get at this fish market, Mama? Here, let me take that for you.
Oh, thank you, Gohana. I have.
No, Mama, let me help. You've had a busy day already.
Gohana, I have it!
Mama, let me help you.
Monica, please, help your sister set the table for Vigilia. Use the clean white bedsheet I ironed this morning to put on the table. And don't forget to make extra place for unexpected guests. That is what we do.
Yes, Mama.
Veronica, hurry up a little bit and sweep the linoleum under the table. Mama has to go to kitchen.
Mama, I already did.
Well, do it again! You know how your Chocha Lucia like to check everything and to judge everybody.
Yes, Mama.
Oh, I thank God that nobody in our house judge people like Lucia does.
Thanks be to God, Mama.
Frankie, finish dressing the Christmas tree. Tata goes to sweep the snow on the back porch in case some company comes down from the alley.
Yes, Tata, but I can get the porch.
No, son, I have. You always make the tree so nice.
You showed me the right way, Tata.
I hope I get to sit next to Peter Samohodsky this year.
Why, Veronica, do you like him?
That's none of your beeswax, Monica. His parents just owned a deli and driving school. Maybe I just want to ask him about some tips on driver safety.
Veronica, our family doesn't even own a car. Won't he find your conversation, I don't know, a little strange?
Well, we might own a car someday.
Besides, I think that Peter Samohodsky has his eyes on Stella Starczyk, who sits two ironing boards down from me in my home economics class.
So?
She also plays the tuba in the marching band and everything. And so is fierce competition for you.
Why do you say that, Mon?
Well, in class, Stella irons and starches better than even Mr. Kozalski, the dry cleaner. And Stella's got very healthy lips. She practices her tuba a whole lot.
Well, with a little practice, I can take her on, and Peter will forget all about Stella Starczyk.
Frankie says the Stella Starczyk is quite the sweet dish, and all the boys like her.
Sweet dish? I hear that she's more like the Tuesday night blue plate special down at the Paper City Diner.
Oh, Veronica, why don't you just start by folding Peter's napkin for tonight?
Kasia,
mm-hmm?
I just came from sweeping back porch.
Mm-hmm?
Why is the bag with the very big straps you brought home wiggling?
Wiggling? Are you sure, Stanley?
Yes, Kasia. I am sure that the bag is wiggling. And I am also sure that you know why the bag on the porch is wiggling.
All right, Stanley. Yes, I bought today from the nice Irish boy at the fish market a lobster for Vigilia. That is why the bag is wiggling.
A lobster, Kasia? Are you crazy?
Make it easy, Stanley.
What is going on, Kasia? Did you drink too much vodka at the beauty shop Christmas party this year?
We didn't even drink vodka at the beauty shop Christmas party this year. We drank brandy. See? You think that you know everything.
Kasia, you know that we're not rich. That we not big shots either. We not important people, but a lobster, Kasia. Why? Why?
Stanley, what's the matter? You are not my husband today. You are a crazy man. Forget about lobster. What's wrong?
My brother, Thaddeus, came for a visit this morning.
He comes this morning? What's wrong? Who died? Is it his wife, Lucia? Is she sick?
Lucia is fine and nobody died, Kasia.
Oh, thank be to God. But he comes tonight for Vigilia, right? I mean, if nobody died and Lucia, she not sick, then why he comes in morning wasting time on such a busy day? He is such a big shot now?
Well... Yes, Kasia.
Huh?
Daddy has come over to tell me big news. He gets promotion to second floor foreman at the bra factory where he work. C and D cup sections.
Oh, that is big news.
There's more.
Bigger news than that? What could be bigger news than C and D cup sections?
They moving, Kasia. The money is good, he say. So they're gonna move to big house in Salt Valley.
But all the way there? We will never see them.
It is only 6 miles, Kasha.
Stanley, Salt Valley is so fancy that you need 2 buses to get there, which means you need to buy a transfer ticket for an extra 10 cents.
So it is right to take the 2 buses to visit, and it is right to pay the extra 10 cents. Family is family.
Why do they need bigger house? And in Salt Valley, too. His wife, Lucia, can barely keep nice the house they have on Pine Street. But you didn't hear this from me. I mean, I'm not one to judge nobody.
Tad going to be the boss now. And the bosses, they live in Salt Valley. So they're going to leave Paper City.
I can't believe they want to leave the first city we come to in America. Paper City has been so good to us. And we to it. And now they want to leave because your brother make a few extra dollars? Huh. Wait till they find out that there is no Polish deli in Salt Valley. They will come back to Paper City on their hands and knees, begging for decent rye bread.
Thaddeus said that they want to be in new house by springtime. Huh. So he already gives us invitement to come to the new house for Easter Sunday dinner.
Ah, well, that's nice, Stanley. But tell me this one. How are we supposed to get all the way there? Buses don't go on Sunday.
No, then we don't go. That's that.
We don't go? But it is right to go. I mean, we got to go. How would it be if we didn't go? Especially after such a nice invitement to this fancy house. And besides, as you say, family is family.
Okay. It is right to go. But still, we have no right. Hmm.
Ah, but maybe we do. We asked Zenon Ikunagunda Samoshotsky to come with us.
Oh, but they're not crazy for each other, ever since that Zenon here on the street corner that Lucia shops Grabowski Market.
And that is why we asked Zenon Ikunagunda to come with us. It will make for a very interesting Easter dinner party. Even more interesting than Lucia's food. But who am I to judge?
Kasha, how can you say something bad like that? It's Christmas.
You're right, Stanley. Bad, bad food.
Oh.
Lucia might be new Mrs. Big Shot, but she's still gonna be same bad cook. Stanley, what's wrong?
Kasha, I hate that I can't buy you a fancy house in Salt Valley like my baby brother does for his Lucia.
Stan, I married you because I wanted a good man. Not a big shot who can give me everything I need or think I need. The first day I see you with that strong back in front of me in the St. Hyacinth Church and the way you managed to fold your calloused hands so nice. I knew from the first drop of holy water that you were the man for me.
Thank you, Kasha.
Besides, though they're gonna have the fancy house in Salt Valley, after a while, even the salt loses its flavor.
Hey, everybody. It's close to 6 o'clock, and we haven't lit the tree.
One, two, three!
Beautiful, Frankie. And the stand you made, she's so strong.
Well, thanks, Mama.
Stanley, it's almost 6 o'clock. Unlock the chain on the door. The company comes soon. I have to go to the kitchen now.
Just as the clock struck 6, the guests began to arrive for the Vigilia celebration, starting with your great-aunt Basha and great-uncle Antek, and then your great-uncle Thaddeus and great-aunt Lucia.
Hey, Basha! Mwah! Antek! Yakshamash! Hello, Lucia! Oh, you look nice! Mwah! Hey, Thaddeus! Vashuvek Shviant!
Vashuvek Shviant, Stanley.
Merry Christmas, Lucia!
Oh, Merry Christmas, Antek!
Hey, Thaddeus!
Hello, Antek!
Hey, I hear about the big news. Congratulations, Mr. Foreman of C&D Cups!
And the last to arrive were Kunigunda and Zanon. You remember them from the Europa Polish Deli and Driving School.
Merry Christmas, Kunigunda. How are you, Zanon? And where is your son, Peter?
He comes a little bit later. He is shoveling snow to make few extra dollars for the holiday. That boy of mine works and works and works.
But takes after his mother and saves his money instead of thinking to buy new car for Delian Driving School, which we don't need.
Kunigunda, Kohana, it is not right to hang up dirty socks on the line for everybody to see and hear.
Then tell me, why, Zanek, do we need fancy new car for our driving school?
Because a new car will attract new students for our driving school.
No, Zanek, our good teaching and good prices, that is what attracts the students, not fancy car. And don't forget about my free pierogi I gave when they graduate.
And not to mention your honest and beautiful young-looking face, Kunigunda.
Oh, thank you, Zanek. But you're still not gonna get new car.
Pani Kunigunda, I'll be sure to save Peter's place at the table. Monica, where do you suppose Peter is right now?
I don't know, Veronica. Maybe he's at Simart's Jewelers picking out a ring for you.
See, Monica, I didn't need the tuba lessons after all.
Oh my goodness, it's so great to see you.
Okay, everybody, okay. Time to go to the table. Right, Stanley, we're ready for the blessing.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear God, we don't have much. We never did. We come together tonight as a family of you children to celebrate the gift of you Son Jesus, who came to us and had nothing either except to teach us how to love. Thank you for this food. Help us to help those who have nothing, and help us to always do the right thing. And God! Help those who now have something to remember what it is like to have nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Then Yerjadek Stanley and his brother Thaddeus stood at the head of the table and broke the traditional Opłatek Christmas wafer together as each brother offered his three Christmas wishes for the other.
Thaddeus, my brother, I wish you congratulations on the new job. Good health, so to never miss work, and that you never forget who you are.
Thanks, Stanley. I wish you good health in the new year. Plenty of work, so you can continue to provide nice for your beautiful wife and kids. And I beg you, please kick me in the dupa if I ever change. I need you, Stan. You will always be my big brother.
Then Babcia Kasia hurried back to the kitchen to prepare her special surprise dish.
Good. Still boiling. Come on, big man. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Julia Newman. And Merry Christmas to you and yours, Martha.
Kasia turned away from the stove for just a moment, when all of a sudden, the lid flew off the pot and clattered onto the floor.
Huh? How'd that happen?
Just as she went to pick up the lid, Yerbabcha felt a tug on her skirt, then another one, and another.
What's going on?
Feeling yet another tug, she turned her skirt around, looked down, and there he was, Big Ben the Lobster, hanging onto her skirt for dear life and staring right back at her.
Stanley, help me!
Ka Kasha ran screaming into the dining room, arms waving like a banshee, and began spinning around and around and around, the lobster still clinging to her skirt.
Stanley, do something!
Oh, Kasha, oh, yeah! Kasha.
Stanley ran over to Kasha, and without even thinking, yanked her skirt down to the floor, leaving her standing in the middle of the dining room in her girdle.
Mama!
Kasha ran out of the room screaming just as the bewildered lobster scuttled under the dining room table. And then...
I got it, Tata! Monica, open the front door!
I got it!
Look! The lobster gets stuck! In the white spruce in the front yard.
Spruce!
He's just swinging back and forth in the wind.
A lobster swinging into spruce.
Just then, Babcia Kasha, dressed in a different skirt, came back into the dining room with a large plate of her special pierogi.
Okay, everybody. It's time to get back to the table.
Kasha, I hope Stanley bought you a new skirt for Christmas.
I'm not sure, Basha. All I know is that we have the just-in-case cake for dessert.
And I rescued a bottle of vodka!
Wesło śpiewamy, chwale Bogu damy, hej, kolenda, kolenda.
Everybody, we must hurry up a little bit. It's time to go to midnight mass. Father Morawski say it is right to always be on time. So come on, we got to go.
The lobster! The lobster's still swinging in the tree!
The spruce!
Everybody, don't worry. We are Polish Americans now. And we're not gonna let no lobster or nothing else keep us from going to the church, especially on the Christmas Eve. Nothing stops us from going to church. Nothing stops us from being who we are.
Nothing!
Thank you, Antek. Listen, everybody gonna march right past the lobster in one big grupa together.
But, Aunt Stanley, what if lobster should jump down and come after us?
Everybody run like crazy. And first one to church, save the pews! We go!
Midnight Mass, the Angielskis made their way home, with Babcia Kasha running ahead and dashing into the house as soon as she reached it.
Who is it?
Kasha, it's me, Stanley, and the kids. Let us in.
Okay, Stanley. The door is unlocked.
Kasha, unlock the chain.
Oh, sorry, Stanley. Oh, thank be to God, it was only all of you. I thought it was the lobster trying to get in.
Kasia, lobsters live in big ocean. They don't know how to knock on door. Now, why don't you go to kitchen and make tea for us and get you delicious pernichki and we can talk about the beautiful midnight mass.
Okay, Stanley. But first, go and check the kitchen for us.
Check kitchen for what?
For the lobster, Stanley.
Gosh, Kochana, lobster don't know how to open door, so I no bother to check kitchen.
Stanley, if you don't check kitchen, I will never cook again.
All right, Kasia. Frankie, come with Tata and check kitchen for the lobster. Girls, stay with your mother. Huh?
It's safe, Mama. The lobster is not in the kitchen.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. Frankie, are you sure that lobster is not in kitchen?
Yes, Mama, I'm sure.
I put already bonnick for tea.
Oh, thank you, Stanley. What would I do without you? Girls, set the table for the tea. Mama gets the pirnitschki, my special gingerbread.
Yes, Mama.
Dulaje Jesunu, moya pereko. Lulai ulubiane, nie pieshe delko. Lulaje Jesunu, lulaje. Ate go matulu watutulai.
After enjoying their tea and pirnichki, everyone went to bed, ready for a good night's sleep after a long and exhausting Christmas Eve. As Stanley was taking off his slippers, Kasia stood in front of the window, staring out at the snowy scene.
Kasia, You look beautiful tonight.
Tonight? Don't I look beautiful all the time, Stanley?
Of course, Kasia. But in the moonlight of Christmas, you look like an angel ready to tell the shepherds the good news.
Oh, thank you, Stanley.
Come on now. Come to bed. Veselvik Sviant, Kasia.
Veselvik Sviant, Stanley. Stanley? Are you sleeping? Stanley, are you sleeping?
Yes, Kasia, I'm sleeping.
Stanley, did you lock the door and put the chain?
Yes, Kasia. I locked the door and even shut the lights off the Christmas tree because I know you don't like when they burn all night for no one to see.
Oh, thank you, Kohani, for locking door and shutting light to Christmas tree. But Stanley, did you put the chain on the door?
Kasia, I locked the door, shut the Christmas lights, and I think so I still put on the chain.
You think so you put the chain? Stanley, either you put the chain or you did not put the chain. Please go now and check if you put the chain on the door.
Kasia, don't worry about the chain. Even crook take Christmas Eve off from breaking into houses.
It is not the crook that I am worrying about. I do not want the lobster to come back into the house.
Kasia, come on. Lobster can't open door. Don't worry.
Don't worry? Don't worry? Stanley, you saw what he did tonight for our Virgilia. He is a smart lobster, and he is mad at me. He knows that it was me who tried to kill and to cook him. I know that he wants to come back in and get the revenge.
By the way, Kasia, how you know that it is a he lobster? It could be lady lobster, especially if you think that it comes back for the revenge.
No, Stanley. This is no lady lobster. It is a man lobster, and he was big trouble tonight. Trust me, a woman knows such things. So please, Stanley, go check if you put the chain.
Kasia, I am putting my feet down. I will not go check if I put the chain. I am your husband. I would never let anybody or any damn lobster, he or she, hurt you or our children. Let them try it. And that, Kasia, as they say, is that. Now don't worry and get some sleep. It is Christmas Day.
Stanley?
What, Kasha?
Stanley, you are a strong and good man, and I love you. I love that man who long time ago sat in front of me in the St. Yatsik Church. I remember when I saw you for the first time in church. The church bell started to ring, and I knew you were the man for me.
I love you, Kasha. Oh. By the way, I saw you first in church. Why you think I sat so far up front? What Catholic man sits so far up front?
You sneaky Polish snake from the sour grass. Stanley?
Oh, what now, Kasha?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kasha.
Kasha tossed and turned for nearly an hour, unable to get the lobster and his diabolical plans for revenge out of her mind. Finally, she crept out of bed and tiptoed her way to the front door.
He did not push the train!
As Kasha crept through the living room on her way back to bed, she caught sight of the nativity set. Taking a moment to reflect on the beautiful Holy Family at the manger, she picked up the figurine of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
You were lower than the low, and you ended up being Mother of God. You had no decent place to have a baby. But you did not complain. But you did not have lobster either. Instead, you had the bread. And I thank be to God that we both have good husbands.
Returning Mary to her place at the manger, Kasha then made her way back to the bedroom and crept into bed with Stanley, taking care not to wake him.
Kasha, where did you go?
To the bathroom, Stanley. To the bathroom.
You went to check the chain, didn't you?
Yes, Stanley, I went to check the chain. But Stanley, before you start yelling at me, I want to ask you something.
What is it, Kasha?
Do you remember the Superman comic book that Frankie bought at the Chester drugstore when he was small? Then you yell at him for wasting his money on something stupid? And then I catch you reading it. Twice!
Kasha, you know you only catch me reading Superman comic book one time.
Stanley, the second time I did not let you catch me catching you. You good husband and father, but even the Superman had Lois Lane to help him. I just want to be Lois Lane for you. Without the right woman, Superman is not really super. He is just some fellow who gets his suit jacket caught in the door of the telephone booth.
Oh. Well, thank you, Lois Lane. Merry Christmas.
Stanley, remember when Father Morawski married us? We promised to be together for the better and the worst, huh? Mm. Well, sometimes I am better at being worst. So I am sorry for not trusting you. But I promise that every day to try to do the right thing, and I pray to God to do it always for the right reason.
Me too, Kasha. Me too. Mm-hmm. I am a better man because of you.
Oh, we help each other to be better. And to be good for Paper City, too. Oh, Stanley. By the way, you did not put the chain.
Kasha, Superman say, go to sleep.
After that Christmas Eve with the big lobster, many more Vigilias happened year after year, but Babcia Kasha never served lobster again. Yerjadek Stanley died 2 years after his retirement from Brown's paper mill, and though your grandmother was very, very sad for a while, She continued to host the best vigilia every year until she died on that snowy St. Joseph's Day in March. And then in October...
And then in October, you were born. And we named you Kasia.
The end. Frankie, what have you been up to?
Well, Soph, have a look.
Aw.
Just like Mom and Dad's.
The tree's beautiful, Frankie. And the stand, it's so strong.
Mom and Dad showed me the right way.
Oh, Frankie, what time is it?
It's almost 6 o'clock.
Our company will be here soon. Frankie, go unlock the chain on the door.
Yes, dear.
I'm going to put Kasia to bed. Oh, Frankie.
Yes, dear.
Can you take the just-in-case cake out of the refrigerator? You know, just in case.
Sure, Sophie. But what could go wrong? Hey, Sophie.
Yes, Frankie?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Frankie.
It's baby Kasia's first vigilia. She is our gift.
Just when we were about to give up trying to have a child, God reminded us in a big way that he doesn't give up on us.
Merry Christmas, Kasia!
Now, Frankie, don't forget about the chain. March's family are usually the first ones here. Lulaje Jesu moya perelko Lulaju lubione ne piesci delko Lulaje Jesu.
You have been listening to Right Angles, a Polish-American Christmas comedy by Father Nicholas Devine. That's a me. Our producer is Dina Susino-Smith.
That's a me. This was recorded at Guadalupe Radio Network Studios in Houston, Texas. Directed by Father Nicholas Devine. Music arranged and performed by Gonzalo Ramos.
Sophie was played by Rachel Parker. Paulette and Lucia were played by Sophia Uribe. Kasia by Rachel Brownhill.
Basha by Faith Taylor. Marta by Julia Gersip. Murphy and Antek by Chad Rodenberger.
Kunagunda by Adriana Brazier. Zenon by Michael L. Benitez. Stanley by Jonathan Gonzalez.
Frankie by Gonzalo Ramos. Thaddeus by Seth Ramsey. Veronica by Chloe Robles. Monica by Lindsay Steele.
We extend our heartfelt thanks to all the generous donors who made this audio performance of Right Angles possible.
And we are especially grateful to Tim Mott and our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network for the use of their studio and airtime.
Thank you for joining us.
And Merry Christmas.